Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 21. Hello there, bears and cubs. This is the Nard, bringing you another episode of Bear Podcast. For all of you first-timers, this podcast is mainly about bears, cubs, and the masculine gay lifestyle. Well, I may also talk about different topics that may be applicable to many. What's important is to keep it fun. By the way, happy Thanksgiving to all of you people out there. I'm quite sure you guys ate a lot, and I hope all of you guys had fun. Anyway, in this episode, I'd like to share my camping experience at Rainbow Ranch. And then we're featuring a cute bear from Northeast Texas. I have some announcements to make and a birthday treat for a bear in Seattle. So stick around, guys, and enjoy the show. A few weekends ago, I went camping with my friends at Rainbow Ranch. I've been meaning to talk about this for a long time since I had a great time there, and I want to share it with you guys. Well, we intended to leave so we could reach the camp while there's still sun. That was on a Friday. But no, I-45 was not cooperative at all. There was this truck that was carrying pipes that fell over the highway. Talk about 2 hours just to do 10 miles on the highway. It was terrible. As soon as we reached Huntsville, the drive was all smooth. Whew. It was pretty scary driving through the dark, small roads. It's easier this time because I had my partner with me. Last year, I was all alone, and it was my first time to drive there, so I didn't know what to expect. But this time, it was easier. We reached the campsite at 8:30 p.m. that Friday. We had cold spaghetti. Yum. Do you guys like cold spaghetti? So that night, I took out my guitar, and we started singing campfire songs. We really didn't sing campfire songs, okay? We just played whatever. The guys have requests for songs that I don't know yet. So probably on the next camping trip. We had marshmallows. We made s'mores. It was great. Okay, guys, to tell you honestly, that was the first time I tried s'mores. My partner made some for me, and it's really good. See now what brings life to any campfire. S'mores. I should tell you guys about our tent, by the way. Our friends, John and Palima, reserved us a room in their tent. It's actually a two-bedroom tent with a hallway. Would you believe that? It can actually fit 7 to 8 people. It was a huge tent. Well, the next day, Saturday, we had breakfast. We had Café du Monde, beignets, bacon, and other stuff. It was a heavy breakfast. It was good. There were just so many things to do. We played volleyball. That was fun. I also played Magic the Gathering with my friend, Johnny. Okay, I confess, yes, I'm a dork. I play Magic. What can I say? I used to collect the cards. Johnny kicked my ass, though. I never won a game. But I enjoyed it a lot. It's fun. I helped in preparing lunch. I was in charge of the burgers. We also had hot dogs with it. This was the day I started filming the Bear Bitch Project. I posted that a few weeks ago, and I made it into a video blog or vlog so you guys could see it with your iTunes or iPod video if you have one. Anyway, later on, we played more Magic and Mahjong. We went out to take pictures of the sunset. It was awesome. It just feels good to do whatever you want. I had no sense of time either, you know. I didn't wear a watch, and I never had my cell phone with me all throughout the weekend. And the next thing I knew, it was dinner time. We had some Filipino chicken soup and beef kebabs that night. Yummy. Then around the campfire, we all just exchanged jokes. I had to tell my good ones and bad ones too. Okay, here's a joke, guys, okay? And I give credit to my friend John on this, okay? What's the difference between a microwave and a gay guy? Answer, the microwave doesn't brown the meat. I heard a lot of yuck, ews. Well, that's just one of my favorite jokes. So, later in the night, we played Uno. That's such a fun game. You guys like Uno? I fucked up one time because I had one card and I didn't say Uno. I haven't played that for a very long time. Well, we also played pool. That was okay too. I wish next time they're gonna have a ping pong table. That'd be fun also. Sunday in the morning we had Bisquick pancakes and bacon. Yummy. I didn't know Bisquick made instant pancake batter. No. I should check it out. Very good breakfast. Well, okay, guys, Bisquick is not paying me to say this, guys, okay? But I think it's a good idea to have instant pancakes. We had to dismantle our two-bedroom tent. Then we had a group picture. It was such a fun weekend. Rainbow Ranch is a gay-owned campsite. If you guys ever come to Texas, you might want to check it out. If any of you guys have been to a gay camping ground, you might want to share your experiences. I'd like to hear the juicy stuff.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
I have here a bear from Northeast Texas. His Bear411 profile is Bear Pauly. BEARPAWLY. Let me read his profile here. It's pretty short. Hi, my name is Paul. And I'm 5'6" and husky, 228 pounds. I like cookies, and cookies like me. Got milk? Well, you should see his Bear411 profile. I like it when he's wearing there a blue wrestler's outfit. Wow, that's so hot. Also, he's also a Bear Pauly in Live Journal. You can check him out there and see what he's up to. And by the way, it was his I received his email because I emailed him on his birthday, and belated happy birthday, Bear Pauly. And he said that he emailed me back. He said, cool, it's good to hear from you. I'm compelled to remind you I'm quite a fan of your podcast. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for listening to my shows. And I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Okay, so again, this guy, you can see him at Bear411 as Bear Pauly. The first annual Atlanta GLBT holiday tree lighting. Please come help celebrate this Sunday, November 27th, at 6:30 p.m. at Outright Bookstore at 10th and Piedmont in the heart of Midtown. For $5, you can hang an ornament on the first annual GLBT holiday tree. All proceeds from the ornament sales will benefit the Atlanta Pride Communities Committee so that we may repair our Pride Parade flag that is in need of tender loving care and repair for this year's parade. This event will be hosted by Wild Cherry Secret, who is also a member of Armorettes. Event is sponsored by the Atlanta Pride Committee, David Magazine, Southern Boys and Outright Bookstore, and Coffee House. Well, I'm posting it anyway, because, by the time you guys listen to this, might be too late, but look at the link anyway. Well, if you guys have any announcements to make, you can email me and tell me the website where it is so I can direct other bears and other people. Well, not only bears. I can also direct other people to the website if you have any announcements. All right. I'm missing Wolffest right now in South Florida. I was there last year. It was so much fun. It's just that this week I couldn't go. Maybe next year. Speaking of South Florida, I did an interview with James. He's Turbocharged Bear in Bear 411. He's going to be my next feature on Wolf What a Bear. Such a nice guy. It was a long interview, so watch out for it on the next show. Anyway, I was exchanging emails with Bear Polly, and he reminded me that it's JD's birthday, Bear Seattle. He said he liked the episode where I talked about JD's post about Paul riding Wes Bronco style. So as a treat for JD on his birthday, I'm featuring it again on the show. Okay, this was posted back in, July. It's not a party until Wes takes it up the ass. Maybe you guys haven't heard of this, but I'm just revisiting it right now. Anyway, okay. Not many pics were taken at Fester's party, but I snapped this one, and it's quickly becoming one of my favorite photos, and anybody who knows Wes can figure out why. As promised, here is Paul giving it Bronco style to Wes, who is taking it like a pig bottom he is. Love you, Wes. All right, I can see that there are so many people responding to this. But then, so if you guys go to the link on the website, you can see the picture of Paul riding Wes, okay? This is old news. I did this last August. And for a birthday treat for JD, I have a reenactment of what happened at that party at Fester's house. Hi, this is JD.
Hey, JD, this is Wes. What's happening?
We're having a party here at Fester's.
Well, I'm downstairs.
Well, come on up.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Wes.
Hey, JD, what you doing?
I'm playing with my digital camera. It's awesome.
Huh? Oh, hi, Paul.
Hi, Wes.
How are you doing?
Bend over the chair. I'm going to ride you.
But I just arrived.
Bend over the chair and I'm going to ride you.
But I'm starving. I have to eat something.
Bend over the fucking chair and I'm going to ride you.
Okay.
Yeehaw! Yeah! Come on, boy. Come on, boy. Yeah. Come on, Bronco. Let's go. Yeehaw! Now we need the cigarette.
Well, that's pretty much what I imagined. What happened at that party? It's all in fun, guys. Okay, it's all in fun. It's all for fun. Okay. I hope you guys don't ride me Bronco when you see me at the bear at the bear run. Paul and Wes, I hope you guys are having a good one. And okay, so happy birthday, JD. And I hope you're celebrating Thanksgiving and your birthday well. Anyway, so that wraps up the show for now, and I'll be back probably Sunday or Monday. Okay, so enjoy the rest of the weekend, guys. Many wolves and many hugs.
Hi, this is Mark Bandit from Bear 411. You've just listened to Bear Podcast. Send your emails to bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Call the voicemail at 206-222-BEAR. Visit the website at www.bearpodcast.com.